Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Girls Unscripted. You are here. You are on the ground floor of something new and fresh and young, like us.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Kate.
You know the song started from the bottom, now we're here?
Yeah.
This is the bottom. And you're here. Welcome.
You mean us doing a podcast on a couch in a pool house?
It's like a new thing.
It's our,
no one's ever heard of it. My name's Kate.
My name's Carolyn.
And this is episode one. we'll get so used stupid. To it. Like I said, it's ground floor.
I think we're in the basement.
So we decided to start this podcast because we are two girls who love reality TV, specifically
Vanderpump Rules.
So we are going to do a recap every week. And not only are we going to recap, we're going to tell our opinions, our theories. We're just going to gab about the episode.
Gib-gab.
I want to give a shout out to my friend Jake for doing our theme music. His name is Jakey Heartbreak on Spotify. So thank you, Jake.
It's so great. Thank you, Jake.
Go listen to him on Spotify. Okay, so there was a drinking game that I wish I would have played while we were watching this episode.
Okay, hit me.
So it's two things. One, I wish it was drink every time they show a flashback.
Because okay, yes.
You would be in the hospital.
Yep.
I think they showed 47 flashbacks.
I think they only showed 3 minutes of new footage. It was mainly
You know what? It took me 45 minutes to realize Sandoval wasn't even in the episode.
Yeah.
Because he was in every flashback.
Yeah.
So.
And before you knew it, episode's done. It's crazy.
Yeah. I was wondering why it was one of my favorite episodes. Just kidding. And the second one is drink every time sad music starts and we cut to a talking head interview of Lala telling a story and crying. She did warn us. I've heard her say, like, I cry a lot this season. I'm going to be crying a lot. But every single interview, she was crying about something.
We're going to get to Lala.
We'll get to Lala. But that is a drinking game that I think would have also put me on my ass.
Yeah, no, you would have to get an Uber for sure.
So we're going to do this chronologically.
One thing I did want to say about the intro is, like, God bless them for acknowledging that no one works at the damn restaurant anymore. No one works there. That is not part of any plot line. They're not trying to make it part of any plot line. They all not work in their, like, own separate places, which is cool.
Right.
So that was my note. I liked that they went around and did the WeHo to Schwartz and
right. I was getting a bit of a whiplash from going from, like, Valley Village, Marina Del Rey, West
there
Hollywood, Burbank.
So many.
Like, if you are from LA, you know that that round trip would be about 4 hours.
That would take forever.
I'm not even
to
kidding.
Drive. You would never do that.
What I noticed is I think this is one of, if not our smallest main cast since at least season one.
They trimmed the fat.
There's no one.
Which is great. Like, we don't, no offense, Charlie's.
We don't need it.
Like, we don't need
no.
those.
Well, and even, like, I'm glad that they didn't put Allie or Brock as, like, main. I know that they're, like, kind of, but
I think Allie's going to get there.
To me, main cast is who is in the theme song.
Yeah, same.
Which also leads me to, and I actually just
and
made
payroll it. Payroll wise, that's the main cast.
Right. I also just made a TikTok about this as well, is there's no cast photo at the end of the theme songs anymore.
I bet they couldn't even get together to do it.
Well, they didn't do it last season either.
Oh.
But, and I don't know why. I don't know. I miss that there's not a cast photo, because remember all the random ass people that would be in the cast photos?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. And this is, like, not a main talking point, but do you have any notes about Tom and Ariana's bedrooms?
Well, I wanted to give Tom the benefit of the doubt that, like, that was the guest bedroom. So I don't know how much he's, like, had to. I did notice the weighted blanket, which I was like, hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big weighted blanket.
No, girl. You know that Tom Sandoval is the type of guy that, like, he would bring you home from a bar and he would have a bed on the floor without a bed frame.
Oh, it definitely gave.
Like, one poster on the wall.
Totally.
And an Xbox.
Yeah. But I mean, there was just a bed and a weighted blanket.
That
I don't
was
think
literally
was
his
much
room.
Out.
Ariana's room was pretty messy too. My mom actually texted me, and I wrote it down so I don't remember. She said, "I was appalled at how fucking gross Ariana's bedroom was."
They are both messy. That doesn't surprise me though.
Their downstairs is nice.
Yeah, their downstairs is nice,
and they've still got photos
Anne
of the two of
them.
Anne
does a great job. Is that her name?
Anne. I got questions about Anne. Well, okay, this is a little inside tea. It's not really inside tea because they said it on Biofiles. Anne resigned.
Well, I would too.
Yeah. We're just going chronologically. Let's talk about Brock and Sheena. I'm going to start by saying this. Brock is, and look at me when I say this, because I mean this shit. Brock is so much hotter with short hair. He looks like a different person.
It takes him from, like,
a five to a six.
A five to a six.
No, I think maybe a 5 to a 7. I wanted to talk about how when Sheena's talking about like how Tom Sandoval's friend passed away, she goes like, I think I even wrote down when she said, because it just made me laugh. She was like, yeah, he was like a great friend. He loved to do hangouts. He loved barbecues. He was big on brisket.
I wrote that down too.
She really emphasized. What the fuck was that about? How much brisket did this man make for that?
I have questions about it. I also, like, rest in peace. I wish I could have had a chance to try it.
I thought the same thing. I was like, I am never going to get to try this man's brisket.
This man should have opened a brisket shop. I don't know why. He might have had one. We didn't really learn a lot. I remember when he died and being like, that was so soon after everything had happened.
Yeah, I do remember that. Well, you know what a missed opportunity may be is, I mean, it's Tom's friend. It's not Ariana's friend. I'm sure they were both friends. But for something about her, I think his name was Ollie,
yeah,
to make an Ollie's brisket sandwich. If something about her made an Ollie's brisket sandwich in honor of not only this man, Ollie, but Sheena emphasizing the love he had for brisket.
Brilliant.
That'd be a top seller.
Brilliant. Use what you got.
Also, so Sheena was obviously up in arms about Tom Sandoval blocking Summer Moon.
That was my note as well.
My friend told me that if you block one account, all accounts linked to that person, it will say, like, do you want to block all accounts linked to them? So if Sheena also created shenanigans in Summer Moon, he probably just clicked yes.
Is that how blocking works? That's I haven't blocked someone in a long time.
I don't know that I've ever blocked someone.
Oh, man, Katie, you haven't lived.
Well, when this podcast takes off and you all start giving me hate comments, I'm going to learn how to block.
You're going to learn how to do that real quick. I thought it was hilarious, but that also makes a lot of sense. I also wouldn't put it past Tom Sandoval to, like, just go straight to the kid
and the thought, like, of him, I know you didn't
not
watch,
her either.
You didn't watch the Watch What Happens Live, but Andy, like, just made a comment, and he didn't even mean to be funny with it, but he was like, yeah, because Sandoval blocked a toddler. I'm like, that is so funny. That is actually such a funny sentence. Because Sandoval would be like, you know what, dude? Like, Summer Moon, like, looked at me the wrong way at the barbecue. And, like, I don't know. Like, she was in my house. I invited her to my house, dude. All right, so James and Tom.
Friends.
I love their bromance, but here's the thing. They are the only two men on that show. So they don't have a choice but to be friends with each other.
I actually wrote down, are they friends? Question mark. I had no idea they were friends. I thought they fought a lot.
When we saw them at that, like, one-on-one dinner, it did feel off, like, they don't hang out.
They're not texting each other like, bro, you want to go grab a bite?
But maybe James has changed since he's moved to the Valley. Who's to say?
That's true.
I did think it was sweet that Tom bought him a plant and a candle, even though James, do you remember James called it citrus piss?
I don't remember that, but it sounds pretty.
He said it like four times, and Tom was kind of like, okay, dude, I get it. But James did say something to Tom that honestly, like, kind of gave me chills. He said to him, you're your best Tom when you're not Tom. And I was just like, wow.
Got chills, y'all.
Because it's true. It's true.
It is so true. It is so, so true.
Tom is its own thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's Tom and Tom, and then there's Tom.
It's almost like it's a character. Like, yes. It's like Stephen Colbert. Like, it's its thing.
Yes.
And outside of it, Tom is his own person. My husband was like, Tom's using big words. He's like, is Tom smart? I was like, he's not an idiot. He might look like one.
Right.
And he might present like that, but he's not a dumb guy.
He presents as an idiot, yeah, for sure. Does. But yeah, he is smart, and he has lived he met Sandoval when he was super young, but he still lived like 22 years without Sandoval. Like,
it sounds like in real life, they're not always best friends. Friends. It sounds like they have their separate things, and like Tom is what clings them together.
I also wrote down that I hate that I love James. I never thought, not only did I never think I would like James Kennedy, I thought he looked kind of cute last episode.
Wow.
I thought he looked kind of cute. And my mom texted me and she said he looked like a young Jude Law.
Wow.
And I agree.
If you were 23-year-old back in LA and you saw James Kennedy DJing, would you pursue that?
Hmm.
Pursue is a strong word. I don't, You're not aggressive like that. No. If he came on to you, would you be into it?
Yes. I hate when people are like, you know, looks don't matter. It's all about personality. Looks matter a little bit.
Right.
And I think that if he looked like how he looks now and he pursued me, I would entertain it. But when his personality, if he was like outgoing and fun and whatever, I would definitely like be like, I want to go on a date with this guy and see what he's all about.
I get the spell.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense.
I understand Allie being with James. Today, James. Now, Raquel getting with little scrawny James.
I mean, that's...
That's a different story.
That's
a different James. That's a fan follow. That was a different James.
That was a different James. Exactly.
I could do a whole episode on just dissecting James. Because you know what we don't talk about enough, and we don't need to get into it now? But James and Logan. Remember that?
Brushed under the rug.
It was talked about in one episode, and then we just act like it didn't happen.
That just shows the genius of this show, that plot line was just a side thought.
They were like, this isn't the biggest deal right now.
Oh, and by the way, like, Logan and James might be fucking, but here's everything else that's happening.
Well, yeah, it also proves that back then, aka the heyday of Vanderpump Rules, there was just so much other shit going on. That was just crazy. I think Logan's going to be on this season. I've seen it in some clips.
Oh.
Yeah. Next, I don't really have much to say about this, but I just wrote, Ariana and Dan, 10 days after Scandoval broke. 10 days.
Okay. His name is Dan?
Yeah.
Is that okay? I love you, Ariana. You would be crazy not to be like a little bit of a red flag.
So I have a similar thing that happened. I, as you know, had a boyfriend and we dated for over 6 years and it was like a bad breakup. And I met my current boyfriend like a month and a half after that. Coincidentally, also named Dan, but
also I didn't want to go open the thing. Also, 6 weeks. I mean, 10 days and 6 weeks are very different.
But at least, but with me, I had enough wherewithal to be like, this is like still fresh.
Yeah,
I'll like hang out with you, but I cannot be your girlfriend. We did not become boyfriend or girlfriend for like a year and a half after that.
And Ariana's so like put together that I'm surprised she even allowed herself to like fall into love so quickly.
But
good for her. I'm glad she's happy.
She probably needed it. I do think, and it's like, I don't want to call him a rebound because he's obviously not, because they're still together, but like, I do believe in rebounds. I think rebounds are important. I think it helps
and
you
rebounds
get over.
Can stick too. Yeah. You know, it's not an or, it's an and.
Someone could, if you, I'm trying to do a basketball analogy.
Oh my God, please no, please just try.
If you get the rebound, it could go right in immediately after.
Yeah, you could pop it right back up.
And it could be a shot.
And it could, exactly. Is that what we're thinking?
Maybe even a three-pointer. If it's a really far rebound. Think about it.
God, I love sports so much.
Think about it. But yeah, I mean, I know I wasn't healed. And I know my relationship suffered a little bit because of like internal shit I had going on up here that I needed to sort out. I can't imagine there are not issues in that relationship.
I want to know a few more details. Like, okay, they met 10 to 11 days.
Yeah, good point.
When did they kind of make this concrete? Because I'm sure up top, she was like, look, I'm getting out of this very messy big thing.
Good point.
And then I'm sure they had conversations about it. They're out of the honeymoon phase probably around now, and we'll see what happens.
You know what I do like about him? I do feel that he kind of stays in the back burner.
And I hope that's legitimate, because otherwise, outside looking in, 10 days after, personal trainer in New York, you could argue he has a lot to gain.
He's a personal trainer? I thought he was a bartender.
I think it's both, maybe? Personal trainer and bartender?
She loves a bartender.
And she loves a personal trainer. I think they're all into like the health shit.
I did just recently see, because she did her first like Chicago show.
Yes.
And when she exited the stage, it did make me happy to see, like, you know how when everyone like finishes on Broadway, they go outside and everyone's on the sidewalk. Yeah. They're like, ah.
Yeah.
Well, it was her. And then like 10 paces behind her was her boyfriend, Dan. And I watched that video and I thought to myself, like, if that were Sandoval, Ariana would have been over here and Sandoval would have been over here and Sandoval would have been signing autographs right next to Ariana.
He would have eaten that up as his own time.
Yes, yes.
That's very true. Well, I mean, everything, obviously.
He would have
any
been like,
situation with Sandoval would be worse.
I can't even get into it. He would want a fucking spot on Chicago.
He would be pissed that he wasn't on Chicago. No. He'd be pissed they wouldn't make one of like Roxy Hart a girl. Oh, I mean, a guy, my God. You know, yeah, yeah, and, or yeah. like let him do drag, or, you know, like he would be upset about something drag. And he loves drag. That's what he
Yeah, we're going to give him an idea now. We better calm down because he's going to, because I know he's going to listen to this, obviously.
Oh my God, it's Ariana. And then he's the next.
And he's like, wait a second. Wait a damn
I would
second.
Fly to New York to both shows and compare. No, sorry. I don't want to get.
They're going to make the witch in Wicked a man. And it's going to be Tom Sandoval.
Elphaba.
That's how much I don't know Broadway, that I was literally sitting here stewing, like trying to think of like who was a female show? Lead, who was a female lead, who was a female lead. And I came up with the witch in
Elphaba.
Wicked.
Elphaba. Yeah.
That's her name.
That's her name.
Schwartz and Elphaba's. The newest hot bar
Defying
in Franklin Village.
Gravity.
Schwartz and Elphaba.
He would love that. Okay, moving on.
Moving
Sorry, we
on.
Got sidetracked.
No, it's fine. Well, what I want to talk about next is a lot. Well, basically my next thing is Tom Tom.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Basically the notes that I wrote down during this the whole time are like all in caps. And they're essentially like, okay, what the fuck is happening? What the fuck is happening? What the fuck is happening? One, when they did this whole Tom Tom scene, them entering Tom Tom, them leaving Tom Tom. One, I felt like I was watching a music video. Mm-hmm. Second, I feel like there should have been a warning. If you have epilepsy, look away, because there was so much like flashing and I was like, what's happening? And then three, they fucking pulled at my heartstrings a little bit with all the flashbacks with like Katie and Ariana walking in, and then all the times that Ariana had with Tom and Tom Tom. Like, it was an emotional roller coaster. I did not expect to be having a Tom Tom.
There was a lot of emotion packed into a very short period of time. I mean, that's when you look back in Tom and Ariana, like they were in love.
That is exactly why there's so many people that's like, I don't understand why Scandoval is a big deal, blah, blah, blah. It's like, because you watch things like that and those flashbacks that they did, like they were essentially like reality TV couple goals.
Yeah.
And watching that, just, it made me really sad. And not only watching the scenes between Tom and Ariana, watching the side-by-side of Ariana and Katie walking into Tom Tom single, yeah. And then while they were with Tom and Tom, like, that made me sad because, like, they were just so, like, young and hopeful. And I remember, I think it was Katie talking about Tom Tom, like, this is going to be our peach pit. Like, this is where we're all going to hang out. We're all going to be friends. And they were just, they just had such an idea of what their lives were going to be.
But I'm so proud of Ariana for going.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I totally get it. We've all had bad breakups where there are places that are off limits. You know what would be off limits? The restaurant and bar that was built with my ex's name on
it. Like,
I would not want to go there, especially with all the like the drama of what happened there last time. I also wrote here, I do think the flashback with her and Katie is also really beautiful in a way, because it goes to show you guys can come and go, but your girlfriends will always be there. If
that
they're good
is
girlfriends.
So true. That is so true. I didn't even think about that.
And I was like, here we are all these years later. They both have gone through horrendous breakups with their partners. And they're still together and they're in business together. And they're closer than they ever were back then.
I do think the love story of this season is Katie and Ariana. 100%. And it does go to show. Because Sandoval or Schwartz always loved Ariana. Ariana was a fucking groomsman in his wedding. It goes to show that Sandoval was the one. And Ariana says this later in the episode that, like, you should be weary of Katie.
Don't be friends with Katie.
And Ariana said, like, I've always wanted to be closer to Katie. Like, they do seem so similar.
Yeah, they really do.
And I've never realized it until
this season. I totally agree.
They're so alike. It seems like they like the same things. Like, they're both edgy and cool, but fun. Like, but yeah, when they did that flashback between Ariana and Tom, it made me feel like someone died.
Well, here's the thing. It also made me realize any relationship, if it's been for how long was theirs, 10, 11 years, there are going to be some fantastic fucking memories, or else you wouldn't be in a 10-year relationship.
Fair.
For everyone, for anyone, all of us listening to this podcast, you and me could have montages of guys we dated in the past and we would get a little emotional about them. Because in the moment,
there were good parts.
There were good parts, and those were great memories, and there's a reason we dated them. But just shows life goes on and things can change, and that's okay.
That's why when you like break up with someone and you like, if you like start to miss them, your friends are always like, you're probably just thinking of the good parts. Like, don't forget about the bad parts, because they don't make montages of bad parts.
They don't.
They don't ever make montages of bad parts.
They don't.
They don't put sad music and put it in black and white with the bad parts.
Especially in our brains. We are not making a sad montage.
No.
We are thinking of
Of the one time they held the door for us, and that is the main focus of our montage.
It's all just that one door hold carrying the season.
But
I'm
like, oh, yeah, but he used to hold the door for me. I kind of put all of my La La notes into one.
Okay.
So I know at Tom Tom is when she reached out to Raquel. And I thought that was fake. And then I forgot that Raquel actually did say on Bethany's podcast, like,
oh, you didn't think that was a real voice memo?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was manufactured. I feel like a lot of that Tom Tom scene didn't feel real to me. It felt like I was watching fucking Euphoria the way they edited that shit.
Well, and
good God.
I just wanted to like give an honorable shout out to the OG back alley, because the back alley of Tom Tom is not the back alley of Sir. So it felt weird being in a different back alley for me. I don't know. It was like,
wow, Carolyn.
I never put
the two back alleys together. You're right. Like,
I mean, they're trying to take us to like the different back scenes.
No, you're right.
But it's, where's the crusty table?
My friends who I watched with made a good point where they were like, I wonder. Or maybe it was you. No, I think it was my friends. They were like, are my friend.
You know, it's
but my other friends. Shout out to Christy and Jess. They are the ones who got me into Vanderpump Rules. They were like, I wonder if they're going to make Peter more of a prominent character since he's literally the only one that works at Sir.
No.
But Raquel said on Rachel Goes Rogue, because I do listen, because I just have an issue. I have a problem. I don't know why I listen, but I do. I just need to know everything. She said that Peter still gets paid an episodic rate. Like, you know how Sandoval and Katie, like, they actually think it's Sandoval, Katie, and Sheena are the only three. They make the most of everyone because they've been main cast since season one. That's crazy. Peter also falls into that category, but maybe only if he's in an episode.
Yeah.
But think about it. If I were Lisa, I would want Peter to get paid that well, too. He's the only person that still works at Sir.
He's the only link we have now.
And think about all, like, the stories you hear of girls going to Sir. Like, I mean, you're not on the Reddit, but oh, my God. It's every day someone's posting a picture. Oh, I met Peter at Sir. Peter's Sir. Like, they go to Sir to see Peter.
I know that Peter is, like, the one that will always actually be there. Like, if you're in L.A. and want to go to Sir to see Peter, you could do that.
I thought Tom doing his little like puppy dog thing to try and talk to Ariana, like, hey Ariana, was a bit weird. Like, say hi one time. She doesn't want to talk to you. She's made it clear she doesn't want to talk to you. She made it so clear, in fact, that she texted him and said, go choke on Sandoval's dirty dick. And he's still going up to her, Tom, like, hey Ariana, do you need anything? Hey Ariana. Like, dude, she doesn't want to talk to you.
That's his shtick. Do you remember when he would do social media posts where he'd be like showing his eyes and be like, hey guys, I'm scared of you.
Oh, you're so right.
I'm so scared of you. Like, that's his bit, I think.
But the thing is it kind of works.
It
kind
of works. He's kind of charming. Cute.
He knows what he's doing. I think he is the smartest of them all.
I think he will get back into good graces with Ariana.
Yeah.
Maybe if he still is up Tom's butthole, I don't know.
Go choke on Sandoval's dirty dick. It was funny. My mom actually sent me a meme. She was like, this is one of the best moments. And it says, because it went from Ariana going, I don't remember exactly what I said to Schwartz, but I don't think it was that bad. And then Schwartz going, it says, fuck you, blocking your number. Go choke on Sandoval's dirty ass dick somewhere. I do think what we can bring to this podcast is the fact that we are LA girls. And I want to say, I went to the Den last Saturday.
Nice.
This is where they had their final scene of the four girls. It was at the Den. There was not one person in there.
I was going to say, I mean, when I was younger, I was at the Den.
All the time.
Every weekend.
Love the Den.
Went even like 2 years ago with friends. It was crickets.
No one
there. I was also like, is it because, were you there late enough? I was like, maybe it was because I was there for
dinner. I was
there
at midnight.
Really?
I was there at midnight. Well, okay. It's
was
funny
it a weekend?
It's Saturday.
Damn.
It's funny you say that because I thought maybe it's more crowded for dinner than it is at night.
Interesting. No.
So I looked at that scene and I looked at everyone in the background and I just couldn't help but think these are background actors.
Do you think they hired them?
Yeah, I do.
I just stopped going because I felt like I was too old for it, but not for these ladies.
Well,
so,
they got
and
kids
and
they're
them,
going to the Den.
So, yeah, so.
Only Lala, this is her Den outfit, would wear a backwards hat and blazer. and have me not even question it. And have me be like, this kind of works for you.
I'm obsessed with
like she wears, she has this beautiful outfit on and she looks so classy and she looks good. She's like, you know what would look good with this? A backwards hat, a snapback, if you will, from a sports team that I know nothing about.
I love Lala. I do think
I love Lala.
I do think she's in a really dark place this season. And she's alone and she thought she'd be in a big mansion and she's not. Right. And I don't know. I think she's in a spiral at this moment.
I also think that I think that Lala is still so traumatized by Randall. And for us, it's easy for us to be like, oh, she needs to stop talking about this, whatever. Like people that are over it. But like it really didn't happen that long ago.
Yeah.
But it was so overshadowed by Scandoval that like we all just kind of forgot about it. And COVID. And it's like, not only, and I guess the thing is like people could have assumed, yes, Randall was a bad guy from the beginning. Like with Tom, that was like shocking, whatever. But like I read Lala's book. She talks a lot about Randall in the book. They're together when she wrote this book. And he was like her savior. And she genuinely, from what I could tell, really loved him. And
I believe that.
And you're right. She had this idea of what her life would be. And it isn't that. And it's not even so much a breakup. It's just that it's hard when you're 31 years old and your life completely changes to be able to put those puzzle pieces back together with a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
In this part, they talk about so much during this last scene. I have a note and it says that I normally try and ride for Sheena. I do. I don't know what it is about me, but there's something about Sheena. I feel like I'm always trying to stick up for her. I like Sheena because, and I've said this to you before, I think she is consistent. I think she has been the same throughout this whole series. Mm-hmm. Sheena has always been Sheena and she has never changed. And I gotta respect that. So I always try and ride for Sheena. But she could not have sounded more selfish when she said, and I'm not saying it verbatim, but she was like, you know, I could have understood if Raquel just fell in love with Sandoval and like ruined Sandoval and Ariana's relationship.
Oh, this is shocking.
But when she filed a restraining order against me is when I lost it. It's like, so you could have handled the fact that this girl tore up your so-called best friend's life, but it was a restraining order that set you over the edge.
I think that's foreshadowing of what's to come this season, I think.
Granted, I've learned a lot about this so-called restraining order because I listened to Rachel Goes Rogue. And according to Rachel, the restraining order was never meant to be made public.
Oh.
She said she filed that restraining order so that if Sheena were to come back and say, Rachel tried to push me, Rachel tried to hit me, whatever, that would have already been filed. And they would have been like, actually, this is on court record, blah, blah, blah. But TMZ, now granted, take it with a grain of salt. Right. I don't know what's true, what's not. TMZ is the one that dug it up and released it. And I do know that restraining order ruined, and Raquel says this in her podcast, like, fucked with Sheena a lot because Brock has charges against him. Domestic violence stuff.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That's what Rachel said. And then now Sheena has charges against her. And I'm sure she was worried that something was going to happen with Summer Moon.
10 seconds segue. Do you think Sheena punched?
Yes.
Raquel? Okay, great. We're on the same page about that.
Well, actually, I feel Sheena when she says she can't make a fist. Because we've all had long nails and she always has long nails. But I think she like...
That's exactly what I think. It's
like a cat.
It's not an or situation. It's an and. I think she did this.
I don't think it was a
scratched.
Yeah.
And punching and whatever it was are two different things.
Yeah. I think she did this. I think she had rings on. I think that's what created like the little scratch.
Yeah.
Because there was a scratch.
There was a scratch. I rewatched it last night. I mean, there was. Unless she did that to herself, which she may have. We don't know.
I don't know.
I think a lot of Lala's actions in this episode didn't feel organic. The conversation she has with Lisa does feel, as a viewer, out of nowhere. Because the last time we saw Lala, she was ready to scratch out the skin of anyone that had anything to do with Tom Sandoval.
Right.
And to do such a 180 is interesting. I do understand her point. But she's not known to just change her points of view that drastically.
I believe she wanted to reach out to Raquel. I believe that they forced her to do it on camera, mm-hmm. whatever.
back alley.
I think the comparison between Lala reaching out to Raquel versus people like reaching out to Randall is not the same thing at all. And I don't know if that is a hot take, but I don't even know why that's a comparison. Like, it's not like she reached out to Sandoval. Right. It would almost be like if Randall, let's say Randall cheated on Lala with Jennifer Lawrence, and Jennifer Lawrence was getting all this hate, and Katie Maloney reached out to Jennifer Lawrence and was like, girl, I've been in your shoes. I get it. Like, just don't let it bother you. Do you think Lala would be mad at that? Maybe, because she's Lala, but it's Randall that's the one at fault. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's Sandoval that's the one at fault. Like, we should, like, Sandoval and Randall are the comparison, not Raquel and Randall. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just not the same thing.
That's very true.
Also, further proof, I mean, Lala was and maybe still is good friends with Randall's ex. Like, I do think that she tries her best to be on the girl's side.
Yeah. I think it's different because this group of girls is like so close, and especially this has brought them all so close together that she feels like it might be a different level of betrayal, or Ariana might see as a different level of betrayal. But I will say, in the moment, Ariana didn't make it seem like a level of betrayal. Like, she was very cool about it. Wait, can we also back up to Lala's awkward moment of like, I feel like you hate me, when she was talking to that. Yeah, it was such a weird moment. She cried.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't love that moment. And here's
that's
why.
What makes me think she's in a dark place.
I didn't love it because if I were Ariana, I'd be like, you were kind of a bitch to me. Like, remember
their
that
fights
scene?
Are wild.
Yeah, where Lala's like, you think you're so fucking cool, and then Ariana was like, I was born cool. But like, Lala starts a lot of that. So like, if I were Ariana, I probably would say, like, if Lala was like, do you hate me? I'd probably be like, well, I don't love you.
Yeah.
Like, and that's valid.
I do not hate you.
I wouldn't say I hate you, but I'm not like your biggest fan because you're not mine.
Right. Although she could argue, well, during this separation, I've been your biggest fan. I created a clothing line with the phrase.
Well, is that
said,
being Ariana's biggest fan, or is
sure
that being
is
Tom's biggest hater? Like, there is a difference. There is a difference between being Ariana's biggest fan and a Tom hater. Like, trying to think. I think Katie Maloney, Ariana's biggest fan.
Yeah.
I think Sheena and Lala and Kristen Doty, just based off of their podcast, have been a bigger Tom hater than an Ariana fan.
Yeah.
I have a list of overall thoughts.
Okay.
First is, it's sort of hard to hear about the sandwich shop knowing that that motherfucking thing is still not open. And I watch it and I'm kind of like, why do I care? Why do I care to hear anything about the sandwich shop?
I don't think it'll ever open.
You don't?
I don't think it'll ever open.
I don't think they need it anymore. They came up with the idea of the sandwich shop when they were both like bored housewives in the valley, not doing anything.
Yeah.
And their husbands and boyfriends were off with two restaurants, like doing shit. And they probably were like, well, we want to do something. So they created the sandwich shop. And now all this shit has happened. Ariana is on Broadway, Dancing with the Stars, doing 48 commercials a day.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie, not necessarily is doing quite as much, but has this podcast, is dating, is going out. Like, I do think the sandwich shop is maybe more Katie's baby than Ariana's.
It's not what it was when they thought of this idea for the sandwich 100%
shop. 100% no.
It's completely different now.
And I don't hate that.
Yeah.
But it's just not.
Because, I mean, that was years ago. Yeah, they've been talking about the sandwich shop for years.
Yeah. My next overall thought is that I do, and I think Schwartz talks about this a bit in the episode, I do feel bad about all the backlash that Schwartz and Sandy's got.
What do you think about Schwartz and Sandy's personally?
Well, let me tell you a story.
Okay.
So I've been to Schwartz and Sandy's. And so I went last spring-ish, right when it opened. And you had to make a reservation like 2 months in advance because it was, everyone wanted to go to Schwartz and Sandy's. So we had this reservation made for like 2 months, right? The day that our reservation was, Friday, was the day that Scandoval broke. So Scandoval broke and 5 hours later I was checking into my reservation at Schwartz and Sandy's.
Did you get like the waiters were saying something or what was your experience again?
So I go to Schwartz and Sandy's, obviously with all Vanderpump Rule girlies that are fans.
Oh, you had the golden ticket.
And we sat in a booth and whatever.
From
and
those seats.
We had a waitress that just
Yes.
Okay. No, absolutely no filter. I never fucking like Sandoval. Ariana, she's cool. I hope Ariana becomes a lesbian and just fucks a bunch of girls because she never fucking liked that. Like, she just went off and off and off and off. She was like, Schwartz is cool, but Sandoval sucks. And, you know, she did say, she was like, when we have fans here and they want photos, they'll ask the servers, like, hey, do you think we could get a photo with Schwartz, with Sandoval, whatever? And she's always, she was like, Schwartz was always cool to take a photo. And anytime you'd ask Sandoval, he'd be like, oh, who is it? I'm really busy right now. Which I don't know that I believe that, because Sandoval just like loves any type of attention.
But I think he also likes the attention of being told that he has attention, and that he has to like disregard it because he's so busy.
Yeah. So she spilled a lot of tea. And my review of Schwartz and Sandy's was, it just was a bit overpriced for what it was. Mm-hmm. TomTom is probably similar prices, but TomTom is just really good. Like, the food is good, the drinks are good. There's always people in there. It's huge. Have you been to TomTom?
I've been to TomTom, but my note was gonna be, it was too small for me. Do they have like a back patio?
Were you
now?
There when both like, sides were open?
No. I went there when like it just opened.
Oh no, they got both sides open. Oh, okay. It's I think it's quite spacious. Schwartz and Sandy's, it's like $20 for a cocktail that has like a gummy shark in it.
Yeah.
But look,
I'd go back. We're not food critics.
And I got to give it to Schwartz. He's always there. Schwartz is single-handedly keeping that place alive, posting on Instagram like, going to be at Schwartz and Sandy's tonight. Come and see me. It also kind of sucks that we already know that Raquel is not going to return to the show, because they're kind of setting it up as if she is. Basically, it sucks. It's great. It's a blessing and a curse that we know as much as we know.
You want to know my prediction now?
Yes.
I think it's going to be like a Scandoval situation where there's going to be like an extra back two episodes and she shows up. I don't think she's going to stay away from the spotlight that long. Like, she's already creeping back out with the podcast.
Or at least do like an interview.
Do an interview with them or something. We have not seen the last of her.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Although her interview with Bethany Frankel, I thought might have ended her at Bravo, but she's fine.
No, she's fine.
She's fine.
Yeah, I just feel like it's like we know where Tom and Ariana stand with the house. So it's like when I hear about their house shit, I'm like, I don't need to hear about this. I already know.
Yep.
He's trying to buy her out, blah, 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 whatever. It's like, it does just make it kind of hard to watch because we have so much information already.
Should Ariana let Tom buy her out for the house?
Well, I heard on Vile Files.
Oh, God.
Because I've been listening. They bought the house for $2 million and Tom tried to buy her out for $3.1 million.
Interesting.
I think she just needs to give it to him and like,
and leave.
Go away.
I get the point, though. You know, like I also would be like, you ruined my life and you get to stay here in the house that like you fucked her in and you did all this stuff in, and I have to move elsewhere. I think getting it over with sooner rather than later, right, is probably the best course of action.
Okay, my last question I want to ask you, because I don't know if we will hear much about her in other episodes.
Oh my God.
Do you think you could handle being Tom Sandoval's assistant?
Anne. Sweet Anne.
She seems sweet.
She's so sweet.
From the 1 second clip we've seen of her.
I could absolutely be the assistant because I've been an assistant to like other high maintenance people and it's been totally fine. This would have been a challenge for sure.
I wouldn't want to tell anybody what my occupation was.
Because it's awkward as fuck. And I wouldn't want to tell anybody about it because it just, the amount of NDAs I'm sure she signed is a lot too. I don't know.
Oh my God. Anne would be talking. You think about all these like Stassi's
Anne at
podcast,
a bar.
Kristen's podcast, Sheena's podcast, Jeff Lewis, fucking Ryan Bailey, Bravo by Gays, Bravo Bros. They're all going to want Anne on their fucking podcast. Like, please just tell us everything about Sandoval.
So basically I'm saying, yes, I could take, basically I'm thinking Sandoval. I'm thinking Sandoval's the nightmare. I could be wrong in this, but I imagine Sandoval's the nightmare and Ariana's nicer, but having them both would be a challenge.
Oh my God. It would fuck with me mentally so much. I feel like it would be like, if I were Sandoval's assistant, I would be like, well, he's paying me and I have to like appease him.
Oh yeah.
But inside I'd be like, but I like Ariana so much more.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like I felt that when they showed the text chain and Ariana was like, can you please tell him to turn off the lights? And she said, he said it's freedom of speech or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Just her saying, he said.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's how you know it's ridiculous. Like,
Oh, well, that's how you would have to do it.
Yeah, like, it would just have to be business.
It's like, my job is to say what he said to her and what she said to him.
We want you guys to be a part of the conversation. So every week, we are going to post a question or questions on our Instagram. And we want to see a conversation in the comments. We want to hear everybody's opinions because everybody has one.
Everyone, like assholes, everyone has one.
Exactly. Like, it's like you look at us and you're like, look at these two girls starting a podcast. Like, I could say X, Y, and Z. Then say it. Like, I on my TikTok, if you guys follow me on TikTok, I have said this. I look at every single comment. I like to hear everyone's two cents. That's why I'm always on the Reddit, too. Yeah. So we want to pose these questions that, like, we have while we're talking to you guys. So follow us on Instagram. Our handle is girlsunscriptedpod. Talk to us in the comments. We want to hear it.
Give us a shout out.
All right, so that was our first episode. I feel like we did fine.
We did fine. We went all over the place.
How should we outro?
I have no idea. I liked the idea of ending with an ASMR of some quote.
Ooh.
But I don't know which
Carolyn is the queen of quotes. Oh, yeah, because you wanted to do... When people start to like us, Carolyn wants us to reenact scenes. And I do love that idea. Okay, let's ASMR... this.
I'll start.
Do you want to be Ariana or Tom?
Oh, okay. I'll be Tom.
Okay, wait. I'll put it right here.
Okay.
All right. So we are... You'll be Tom.
If you're going to sleep, just get in a relaxing position.
So we are going to ASMR a quote / scene from this most recent episode. I don't remember exactly what I said to Schwartz, but I don't think it was... that bad. It says, fuck you, blocking your number, go choke on Sandoval's dirty ass dicks. Jesus.
I don't know, first episode, let us know
if do that's how we like to the ASMR go choke on Sandoval's dirty ass dicks. Carolyn, I think that's a great idea. I think that's a perfect way to end. We do an ASMR of a scene every time.
Yeah, of a scene every time.
We did it.
Shaking hands.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you all for watching.
Thank you all for watching.
And we're going to do an episode every week. Next week, we're going to talk about episode 2. We want to hear what you think. Follow us on Instagram. Listen to us wherever we are able to figure out how to post because we're new at this. And yeah, we'll see you next time.
See you.